Hello?
Yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Christopher, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey on your community, and I'd like to get some opinions. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Do you have a time?
Not right at the moment. I'm kind of busy at the moment.
It'll be like 5 minutes. I really will appreciate your time.
Okay, 5 minutes. Yeah,
right,
5 minutes.
All right. Thinking of ahead to this November, which of the following best describes you that you will be voting on the general elections for the president, U.S. Senate, for the Florida state? Definitely going to vote, that you're very likely going to vote, somewhat likely, or you're not going to vote?
But somewhat likely. I'm not sure yet.
All right, perfect. And which political party are you registered to vote, Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Perfect. And what is your main background? Are you Hispanic, African-American, white, Asian?
African-American.
Awesome. And general speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going on the right direction, or they are going on the wrong track?
Well, that's kind of hard. It's like, I could say, like, in the middle.
Okay. All right. From the following
that,
this, yeah, you could just tell me that you don't want to answer that. Which issue should the local elected officials in Miami focus most to help you and your family? The first one will be traffic. Second one will be the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, affordable housing, corruption in the city of government. Which one would you choose?
Gas and groceries.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to be listing some of public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you're a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each one of them. If you don't know them, please tell me that you never heard of that person for I could continue on. The first one will be Damian Pardo. Are you favorable, unfavorable, or you don't have no opinion?
No, I don't have no opinion. Never heard of him.
All right. Joe Carollo?
Maybe. Favorable. I don't know.
Favorable. All right. Perfect. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Okay. And Miguel Gabela?
Never heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Donald Trump?
Not favorable.
Okay. And Aileen Higgins?
Favorable.
All right. Manolo Reyes?
Not favorable.
Okay. Christine King?
Christine, never heard of.
Never? Okay. Daniela Levine Cava?
Favorable.
And the last one, Francis Suarez?
Not so favorable.
No. All right, perfect. All right, and the elections for the president were held today. Among the following candidates, who would you vote for? Kamala Harris, Democrat candidate, or Donald Trump, Republican?
That's still up in the air.
All right, perfect. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Neither one of them right now.
All right. Neither one. All right. So, Sean, I'm gonna go ahead and read right here a paragraph, and you just tell me if you're in favor or against. It will be
how much longer is it going to take?
I'm sorry. We're in the middle of the survey. We're in the half. We're in 50%. So I'm gonna do this.
I'm really busy.
All right. Are you definitely voting or probably voting? Oh no.
I'm voting.
You're voting. All right. Perfect. Okay, returning 13 acres to the city and construct new public waterfront park and no-cost city, canceling existing theme park and hotels lease, contributing $15 million for affordable housing and other public benefits. Are you a favor on that or against that?
Favor.
Okay, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting? You said yes, right?
Yes.
All right. $9 million contribution for the